So let's review. The Gemara records five teachings from Rabbi Yochanan. Gadol yom hagesham kiyam kibbutz galus. A day of rain is as great as the ingathering of the exiles, as the pasuk says, Shuvah Hashemesh biseinu kafikim anegev. Hashem returns our exiles like afikim in the desert. Afikim means rain. Next he said, Gadol yom hagashamim shafilig yasis paiskisbay. A day of rain is great because even armies start marching when it rains. Next Rabbi Yochanan taught, Drought only occurs when people pledge in public to give tzedakah and do not actually give the money. Next, Rabbi Yochanan explained the pasuk aser ta'aser, taif, you shall taif. He says this means aser b'shvil shetes asher, taif in order that you become wealthy. The letter sin can be read as a shin in the second word. The Gemara relates a conversation about this between Rabbi Yochanan and the young son of Rish Lakish. When the boy asked how Rabbi Yochanan knew that tithing brings wealth, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zil nasi, go and test it. The boy questioned whether this was permissible. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Hoshea that you may not test Hashem in anything, but you may test Hashem with tzedakah. Since the pasuk says, U'b'chanuni noz bezois om Hashem tzedakas, and test me with this, says Hashem, V'arikaisu lechem bracha ad b'lidai, and I will pour for you unlimited blessing. Rabbi Bachama said in the name of Rab that this means you will receive so much from Hashem to the extent that your lips will be worn out from saying enough. The boy said to Rabbi Yochanan that had he learned that pasuk, he would have figured this out on his own, without Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Hoshea. Another incident occurred between the son of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, where the boy was reciting the verse, Avelas Adam Tisalav Darkei, Val Hashem Yizav Liboy. The foolishness of sin of man perverts his way, it leads him to punishment, but his heart blames Hashem. Yochanan wondered, is there anything in the writings that is not alluded to in the Chumash? The boy said this verse is alluded to in the Chumash, when the brothers of Yosef said to each other, what has Hashem done to us, blaming Hashem for their troubles? Yochanan raised his very long eyebrows and looked at this very astute boy. Just then the boy's mother, the widow of Rish Lakish, came and took him away, saying, let him not do to you as he did to your father. Rashi says this refers to the Gemara in Baba Kama that tells of how Rish Lakish disappointed Rabbi Yochanan, who became upset and looked at him in such a way that he became ill and died. The Gemara concludes the teachings of Rabbi Yochanan with a statement, Mater b'shvil yachad. Rain will fall even if only one person needs it, and is worthy of it, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'cho eset tzar ha-toyb, lasis matar artzacha. Hashem will open for you, in the singular, his good treasure storage to give you your land rain. However, parnasa b'shvil rabim, prosperity which involves the blessings for the entire world's produce, is only given when the many are in need, and worthy of it, as the pasuk says, Hinimamtu lochem lechem. Behold, I will make it rain bread, a reference to the man, for all of you, in the plural. The Gemara asks that we find in the following brisa parnasa provided because of one worthy person. Shleisha parnasim taivim amdu liYisrael Elohein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Kol Yisrael had three worthy leaders in Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'gemel matanis taivis nitnu al yadam ve'Elohein be'er va'anan uman. And the three following precious gifts were given in their merit: the well, the protective clouds, and the manna. Be'er b'schus Miriam, amud anan b'schus Aaron. After Miriam and Aaron passed away, they all returned in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. We see that the man fell in the merit of Moshe alone. The Gemara answers, Shani Moshe, kim l'rabim hu boyi k'rabim dami. Since he prayed for the needs of the many, he was considered as if he was many people. The Gemara continues the discussion regarding rain falling for an individual and quotes Rish Lakish as agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. He said that we know it falls even for a single person from the verse, Geshem yitn lehem le'ish esav basada. Hashem will give rain to them for each man, grass in the field. The pasuk says le'ish for each man, and the brisa says that basada teaches that rain will be given for even one field, and esav means even for only one plant. The Gemara says that this is like what happened to Rav Daniel Bar Katina, whose garden only needed water in certain areas. Asamitra v'kamashki kol hecha demavi lo maya. Rain came and watered only the places that needed water. The Gemara continues, V'yezer taught in the Braisa, Kol ha'olam kulei mimeme ukanyas hushaisa. Entire world drinks from the waters of the ocean, which evaporate and fall to the earth as rain. As the pasuk says, Ve'ed yalam min ha'aretz, ve'hishke es kol p'nei adama. Water vapor ascends from the earth and waters the ground. Pshu questions this because rainwater is not salty as ocean water. Eliezer answers, mimaskin ba'avim, they become sweet in the clouds. Pshu says, kalaylam kulay mimayim hal yoyin hushaysa. The entire world drinks from the waters stored above in heaven. As the Pasuk says, Lemtara Shemayim Tishtamayim, the waters of heaven water the ground. Yeshua explains the Pasuk V'eid Yalam Na'aretz as follows. The clouds ascend to heaven to receive the water from above, and then come down to water the ground. The Gemara explains the Pasuk Mashka Har Mel Yosef, he waters the mountains from his upper chambers. It seems to support Yeshua that the waters come from above. However, it can also be explained according to Eliezer. Once the waters go up to heaven as clouds, it is referred to as rain from above. The Gemara also explains the Pasuk, it alludes to the waters of the deep, which seems to support Rabbi Eliezer that rainwater originates in the ocean. Yeshua would say that this verse is referring to Briyaseh Shel Olam, the creation of the world. The waters that originally covered the entire world were confined to the storehouses of the oceans during creation before the waters were split.